Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 14. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag är lite trött, Mark, men annars mår jag bra. Hur mår du?
Jag är också lite trött, but I don't know the other bit that you said. Say it again slowly.
Men annars mår jag bra.
Annars? What does that mean?
Otherwise, I'm fine.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. So jag är lite trött, men annars mår jag bra.
Yes, and notice how I say annars. Some Swedish people you meet might say annars with a more S, and I say the sh, just to get used to our sheer sounds already.
Okay, sounds good. And I also noticed when you said annars, mår jag bra. So you switched your verb and your subject there, didn't you?
Yes, and do you remember why?
Because you're starting with an adverb, I guess. Otherwise, I am good.
Yes, exactly. Well done.
In the first minute, we're already learning new words, and that's a good sign. We're going to be doing a new topic today, something that is very useful for when we can travel to Sweden and hopefully stay in a hotel or a hostel, because we're going to be learning how to check into a hotel and all that kind of thing. And I think we were just talking before we get started here. And the fact is, if you went to a hotel in Sweden, the high likelihood is that the person would be able to speak in English. However, Hanna, you've got thoughts on this, don't you?
Well, I know they will probably speak to you in perfect English, but it's so nice if you can speak some Swedish. And maybe they will be so impressed that they will treat you even better.
You might even get an upgrade courtesy of Coffee Break Swedish. So if you can do so in Swedish, then it will all be better. The thing I love about this is that we're going to be reusing lots of the constructions that we've already learned. And we are going to be just putting these into a different context. So I think that's really good practice. It's a good idea to focus on those constructions because they're always reusable. So I'm looking forward to learning some new words in this lesson. Ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Okay, I have arrived at the hotel, and the first thing I will want to see is, do you have a room, or can I have a room, or something like that?
Okay, so if we start with the word, the very difficult word, a room, in Swedish is ett rum.
Okay, I was expecting something more complicated there when you said it was very difficult, but ett rum.
Ja, perfekt, bra. And based on that, and what we have learned the last lessons, how do you think you can ask for a room?
Could I say, I will have a room, I would like a room. Jag vill ha ett rum.
Ja, bra!
Okay. I'm trying to think if there are other ways. What about, do you have, we learned, do you have any tables free? Could I say, do you have any rooms free? What would this be? Något ledigt rum?
Ja, bra! I would say that något here sounds a bit... it sounds a bit like if you have any room. So I would probably skip the något here, and I would just say, har ni ett ledigt rum?
Okay, har ni ett ledigt rum? Okay, do you have a free room? Do you have a room available? Okay, anything else?
So I guess you wouldn't just take any room. You want a single room or a double room? So double room, very difficult. Dubbelrum.
Okay. I take it still says as et.
Ja, precis.
Okay. So et dubbelrum. Can you say it again? Because I want to listen carefully to your U sounds.
Dubbelrum.
Dubbelrum. Is that okay?
Ja, bra.
Okay. So let's hear, do you have a double room?
Har ni ett dubbelrum?
Har ni ett dubbelrum?
Bra.
Okay. What would a single room then be?
Enkelrum.
Ah, very like German. Har ni ett enkelrum?
Ja. And I don't know if you remember this, Mark, but the good thing with ett words is that they don't change in plural. So if you want two double rooms or two single rooms, how do you think you ask for that?
Har ni två dubbelrum.
Perfect, bra.
Excellent. So it's ett rum, två rum, tre rum, ja. Sju rum, and so on. Yeah.
You just need to be able to count, and then you can ask as many rooms as you like.
Yeah, and at this stage, I think we've only done up to number 10. So hopefully you're not going to be looking for more than 10 rooms when you book into your hotel anyway.
No.
What about the idea that, you know, how do you say to book a room? If I was phoning up a hotel, for example, and I said, I want to book a room.
Yeah, so you're going to recognize this, that jag vill boka.
Ah, right. Boka. Boka. So is that just B? Well, how do you spell that?
B-O-K-A.
Right. Okay. Boka. So it's that oo sound for the single O that sometimes confuses me. Jag vill boka ett rum.
Yes. And if you remember that, because we have vill, which is a verb in itself, then you have boka as an infinitive.
Right. Okay. Jag vill boka.
But if you arrive at the hotel and you already booked the room, then you go up to reception and say, jag har bokat ett dubbelrum.
So does that mean I have booked a double room?
Yes. So in Swedish, when you have perfect, that you have done something, you use har, and then the verb always ends with a T.
In that one sentence, Hanna, I think you've probably just covered what took us maybe about 10 lessons in Coffee Break French to deal with. So you just say, jag har, and then you put a T onto the infinitive. Does that always work?
Yes, almost always. And I admit, I simplify it a bit, but at this stage, you don't need to know more, I think.
Okay, sounds good.
So Mark, let's put this into practice. So if I give you some translations. So you have to try to say this in Swedish.
Okay.
So I want to book a double room.
Right. In that case, it would be jag vill boka ett dubbelrum.
Bra. I have booked a single room.
Would that be jag har bokat ett enkelrum?
Jättebra, bra!
Right. I can't believe I'm using the perfect tense and it's only lesson 14. This is great. Anyway, carry on.
I know, Swedish is amazing this way. And the last one. Do you have a room available?
Right, that's the same as our table available, I think. Har ni ett ledigt rum?
Bra, jättebra!
So what else do we need to know?
Well, if you called and booked, they will probably ask, hur många nätter?
Right, how many things? How many nights?
Yes. So if you have one night, is mm-hmm. en natt.
Mm-hmm.
Is irregular, and in plural, is nätter.
Right, so en natt, två nätter.
Bra.
I'm just thinking there's a song by Benny Anderssons Orchestra that's called En natt I Köpenhamn.
Bra!
A night in Copenhagen is a good song. Okay, en natt, två nätter. So I could say tre nätter for three nights. Do I have to say for three nights in there?
No, you can just say tre nätter, fyra nätter.
Okay. So if I wanted to say, do you have a double room for four nights? How would I say that?
Har ni ett dubbelrum för fyra nätter?
So there we would use a för.
Yes.
So för fyra nätter. Har ni ett dubbelrum för fyra nätter?
Perfekt, jättebra.
Okay. Right. I'm trying to think about the other kind of situations that you may want to double check when you arrive at a hotel. For example, we might want to ask about breakfast. What's the situation? Would breakfast be typically included in a hotel room in Sweden?
Yes. Quite similar to Britain, where you would have a breakfast buffet, but you can probably pay for the room and not have breakfast included as well.
Okay. Can we reuse that word that we learned about refills, potor ingor? Could we say, I don't know the word for breakfast yet, but could we say breakfast ingor?
Perfect, Mark. You're my favorite student. Yes, you can.
So what's the word for breakfast then?
Frukost.
Ah, frukost, frukost. I remember in the last episode in our Kulturhörnan, Emma told us about husmanskost. So is that kost and frukost the same?
Yeah, it's just old-fashioned word for food.
Right.
So if you're going to go and find a health shop in Sweden with healthy food, then you would call it a hälsokost affär.
Okay. So the fru in there... is that like in German, it means early? So is this early food?
No. A fru in Swedish means wife.
Right.
And I think frukost probably just come from German. So we have Swedified the word.
Okay. So frühstücke in German then is coming into Swedish as frukost.
Yeah, and you probably already have seen some of these, but we have a lot of both German and French words in Swedish.
Okay, like achwett.
Precis. Good you mention it, Mark, so I didn't have to do it.
And I must tell you, I was in IKEA at the weekend, and I saw they had plates in the section that has lots of household goods, and the plates were called tallrik, and I recognised that word, and I thought, oh, I'm learning something here.
Oh, well done. I recommend all our learners to do that. Just go in and look if you can see any vocabulary that you recognise.
And at the same time, you can stock up on kanelbulle, which I did too. Anyway, let's continue on with our frukost and so on. We were talking there about ingor is included. So could I just ask the question, ingor frukost?
Yes. So if the receptionist could say frukost ingor to you and just say that breakfast is included. But if you are asking them, then you just put the ingor at the beginning of the question. So ingor frukost.
Ingår frukost. Okay, so is breakfast included? So what I guess they could say, frukost ingår. What would the no, there's a supplement to pay or something like that to be?
Nej, frukost ingår inte. Du måste betala extra.
Oh yeah, I guess that. Right, okay. So frukost ingår inte. So breakfast isn't included. What was the next part you said?
Du måste betala extra.
You must pay extra.
Ja.
Du måste betala extra.
Ja.
Okay, we've talked about breakfast. What else might we need to know about breakfast?
Well, when we can have it. When is it served? I think that's the most important thing.
Good point, yeah.
So the receptionist would say frukost serveras mellan klockan 7 och 9.
So mellan 7 och 9?
Ja, mellan klockan 7 och 9.
What's the klockan bit?
It just means the time clock. So 7 o'clock.
So klockan 7, is it that way around?
Ja, so we put it the other way around.
Okay, so the word there for serving or something like that, what was that?
Serveras.
Serveras. why does it have an S on the end and not like an R? Because all these verbs seem to have R's on the end in the present tense.
Yeah, so here it is the breakfast being served. So it's passive. It's not the breakfast itself that serve something.
Ah, okay. So it's the breakfast is served, the passive form there. Frukost serveras. What was it? Serveras.
Serveras.
Serveras. Frukost serveras. Let me see if I can finish it. Mellan klockan sju och nio.
Bra.
You see the whole thing.
Frukost serveras mellan klockan sju och nio.
Okay. Frukost serveras mellan klockan sju och nio. Okay, what else do we need?
I guess we need to know where that breakfast is being served. And quite often it's that in the hotel you can have a restaurant, but sometimes they use the word matsal.
Right. Mat, what does that mean?
Food.
Where have I seen that before?
We talked about it long time ago when we talked about thanking people for different things. So we said, tack för maten.
That's right. Tack för maten. Yeah, thank you for the food. So that was like, it was nice to have dinner with you the last time.
Yeah.
Tack för maten. Okay. So matsal, is sal like the French word room?
Yeah. Oh. So it just means a large room.
A large room where you're going to eat. So a dining room kind of thing. Right. So let's put this into our sentence. Could we say then breakfast is served from 7 till 9 in the dining room, in the food hall?
Yeah, and it's very simple. I matsalen.
I matsalen. So the N goes to the end. I matsalen in the dining room, in the hall. Okay, good. Right, we've got all this information, but I think what I always like to know when I'm checking into a hotel is when I've got to check out, to know what the time is that I need to be out the room by.
Yes. So when we talk about the check-in and the checking out, we call it incheckning and utcheckning.
Right. So check-in is incheckning.
Yeah. And that's good to know when you're in our airport as well.
Oh, so it's the same there. Okay. Yep. So incheckning. And you said utcheckning.
Yeah.
So check out. Okay. And right, so that's the noun. So how do you say to check in?
At checka in.
Okay, at checka in. Could I guess that to check out is at checka ut?
Perfect, Mark. Excellent. Swedish is a very difficult language to learn, especially for English speakers.
I'm going to try and put this together based on what we know previously and what you've taught me in this lesson. I know the word for when. It's när måste jag checka ut.
Perfekt. När måste jag checka ut?
Okay. När måste jag checka ut? And can när have that same idea as what time and not just when?
Yes.
Is there another better way of saying this?
So you can say vilken tid? But it's completely fine to say när. It sounds perfect.
Okay. Okay, after the break, we're going to be doing a dialogue where we're going to put lots of this vocabulary into practice. And so I'm going to just pause our recording and look through the dialogue with Hannah, practice it a little, and then we can listen to this together after the break. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Okay, today we are learning how to check into a hotel while we're travelling in a Swedish-speaking area. And we're going to now do a dialogue based on this context.
Mark, before we do the dialogue, is a word that is very important that we need to know, and that is nyckel.
Nyckel means?
Key.
Ah, right. Okay, that would be useful because there's no point in checking into a hotel without being given the key. So is it en nyckel or et nyckel?
It's en nyckel. And you know when you have the modern card keys in hotels?
Yeah.
They are called nyckelbricka in Swedish.
Nyckelbricka. Bricka meaning?
You remember this from a couple of times ago. It means tray.
Tray, yeah. So just a little card, a key card becomes a tray.
Yes.
Okay. A nyckelbricka. Okay. Just to double check, nyckel, how would we say the key?
Nyckeln.
Right. So in this situation, it's not nyckeln. Nyckeln. We don't say the N in the end.
No. So quite often in Swedish, we change the spelling if it sounds better. So, because it's an N word, it just sounds a little bit clunky to say nyckeln. So we just drop it and we just have an N on it. So nyckeln.
Nyckeln. Right. Okay. I think we should get straight into the dialogue because we'll see nyckeln in the dialogue. But let's go for it. So you are the receptionist and I'm playing the part of the person who has booked the room. Mr. John Smith, I've booked the room for the night in the hotel.
Okay, så jag börjar. Välkommen!
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Hur var namnet?
John Smith.
Ett enkelrum för två nätter?
Ja.
Så rum 9, här är nyckeln. Ta hissen till våning 2. Frukost ingår och serveras i matsalen mellan 7 och 10.
Tack så mycket. När måste jag checka ut?
Innan klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Tack.
Jag hoppas du får en trevlig helg i Stockholm.
Tack så mycket. Okay, I think we'll do that again. Okay, and this time, listen out for some really important words. Hannah, or the receptionist rather, tells me how to get to my room. So see if you can work out the room number and see also if you can work out some of the words that she gives us for how to get to the room, because this includes some new vocabulary. Also, try to work out when breakfast is served. Okay, let's try it again.
Välkommen!
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Och hur var namnet?
John Smith.
Ett enkelrum för två nätter?
Ja.
Rum 9, här är nyckeln. Ta hissen till våning 2. Frukost ingår och serveras i matsalen mellan 7 och 10.
Tack så mycket. När måste jag checka ut?
Innan klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Tack.
Jag hoppas du får en trevlig helg i Stockholm.
Tack så mycket. Okay, so we're going to go through this dialogue and what we'll do is when we get to these bits that are a little bit new, see if we can work things out just as we slow things down. And from the context, I think our listeners will be able to work out what's happening. So, Hanna, do you want to go through it again then from the start?
Så, välkommen.
That would be welcome.
Ja.
And then I said...
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
So we know now that means I have booked a room.
And I say, hur var namnet?
So we learned that this literally means how was the name? Or what under what name or something like that. And I said, John Smith. So Hannah looked in the computer and found my reservation.
And I ask if it's ett enkelrum för två nätter.
So a single room. For two nights, två nätter.
Bra.
And that's what it was indeed.
And then I give you the key and I say, rum 9, här är nyckeln.
So room number 9. And then I guess you're handing over the key, här är nyckeln.
Ja.
Here is the key.
And then Mark, see if you understand this. Ta hissen till våning 2.
Right. So ta hissen till våning två. So I recognize två in there. And I don't know from where, maybe it's just from being in one in Sweden, but hissen, I think, is the lift.
Yes, so it's the lift. A lift is hiss, en hiss, so hissen.
En hiss. Okay. Where does that word come from? I just have the same image of as the lift begins to move, it goes hiss, or something like that.
That's the best explanation I have heard so far where that comes from. I'm going to remember that next time I'm in Sweden.
As opposed to there being snakes on the floor of the lift, you know, I'm sure that would be some kind of horror film or something like that. So, ta hissen. So if we're taking the lift, and I'm guessing then våning två would be floor four?
Yes.
Floor two, rather?
Yeah, two, but yes, floor. Absolutely.
Våning. So one question, våning två, in a hotel in Sweden, is the reception and ground level våning en or ett?
No, that is troligtvis bottenvåningen.
Say that again.
Bottenvåningen.
What did you say before that? Troligt something?
Is probably... So I don't know. I haven't been to that hotel. So maybe it's on the first floor, but it's probably at the ground floor, what they count as ground floor. And in Swedish, that would be bottenvåning.
Bottenvåning. Okay. So I know that there are differences in for example, in the States and in the UK, depending on which floor you start on. But ultimately, we're more likely to be on a ground floor, then first floor, then second floor in Sweden.
Yes.
Whereas that may be slightly different in the States for our listeners in the States. So ta hissen till våning två. Take the lift to the second floor.
Yes. And then I say frukost ingår och serveras i matsalen mellan 7 och 10.
Okay, so breakfast is included and is served in the dining room between 7 and 10 in this case.
Yeah.
Okay, then I had a question for you.
Tack så mycket. När måste jag checka ut?
So when must I check out? And then you said this is good. Tricky word in it. Let's hear.
It's a very long word. Innan klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Okay, so klockan 11, that's 11 o'clock. And you said innan. What does that mean?
Before.
Right, so before 11 o'clock på avresedagen. I am going to guess that, well, the resa, att resa is to travel.
Yeah.
So avresedagen, I think, is the travelling away day.
Yeah. So an avresa is departure.
Departure. Okay. That's probably where I've seen it in an airport or something like that. Yeah. Avresedagen, so the departure day. Innan klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I say tack. And then you've got a nice phrase to finish.
Jag hoppas du får en trevlig helg i Stockholm.
Right. Jag hoppas du får en trevlig helg i Stockholm. So, trevlig is nice. Helg, I can't quite remember if we've done this in our lessons, but I think it's the weekend.
Yes.
So, have a good weekend in Stockholm?
Ja.
And the jag hoppas part...
I hope.
So why is it hoppas? Because I thought the S ending was something to do with, you said earlier, a passive. Or we've also seen it in träffas, when it's two people meeting each other.
Yeah, and this is a funny one because it's just an S on the end. That's the way it is. If you don't have an S on the end, it is a different verb. It is att hoppa. Versus att hoppas. So att hoppas means that you hope. Att hoppa means to jump.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's so very different.
So, jag hoppas. I hope that you have a good weekend in Stockholm. Okay.
Because a lot of my students have had very funny ways of explaining this and thinking how to rationale it, like why it is an S there. And it's something to do with jumping. And yeah.
Okay. Well, jag hoppas. We've had enough images with the lifts hissing and all that kind of thing. So let's just leave it there for now. What I think we should do, however, is do this one more time. But can we swap roles? Can I be the receptionist and I can practice some of these words and phrases?
Absolut.
Okay. Välkommen.
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Hur var namnet?
John Smith.
Ett enkelrum för två nätter?
Ja.
Rum 9. Här är nyckeln. Ta hissen till våning 2. Frukost ingår och serveras i matsalen mellan 7 och 10.
Tack så mycket. När måste jag checka ut?
Innan klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Tack.
Jag hoppas du får en trevlig helg i Stockholm.
Tack så mycket.
There we go. And that's where we're going to leave this episode. Okay, so this episode, as all our episodes, has a full set of lesson notes and a video version that you can use to help you get more out of Coffee Break Swedish. You can find all of them at the Coffee Break Academy. That's coffeebreakacademy.com. And we also have a bonus audio episode, which we're just about to record, and which will be covering some additional pieces of vocabulary useful for when you're checking into your hotel in Sweden. So everything you can find at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And don't forget, we have lots of content to help you practice your Swedish on social media. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish on Facebook, and we're on Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
We'll be back next time with more Swedish to help you build your knowledge of this wonderful language. For now, tack så mycket, Hanna.
Tack så mycket, Mark.
Och hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.